The National FFA said, we need to change, but how do you convince the FFA members who are all male to vote to allow females? And it came up for vote several times, and each time it was voted down. And finally, the FFA board of directors, they didn't know what to do. In 68, it came up for a vote again, and it failed by 7 votes. And then it was brought up again in 69, and it passed by 2 votes. And females were finally allowed membership in the FFA at the national level.
What proof we have seen of what the ladies contribute to the thinking and to the organization and to the work that FFA does. They bring common ground thinking, but they see some of the activity from a little different viewpoint. And I think the guys needed that. And as a result, FFA is a much stronger organization today. And you can demonstrate that by looking at the lady national officers we've had over the years. And so it was a long overdue move, but I'm finally glad the boys voted for the girls.
The chair will now entertain a motion to strike the word male from the Constitution.
Mr. Chair, it was the honorable delegate from California, Mr. Paul Bankhead, who made the motion back in 1969 to strike the word male from the National FFA Constitution, thus removing that as a requirement for membership. On that day, I was proud to second that motion. And I'm just as proud today to help celebrate this momentous occasion and accomplishment for our great National FFA Convention. Thank you.
The motion has been properly moved and seconded, and following a more than two-thirds majority vote in the affirmative, we as an organization struck a word and forever changed the course of our history. To all the women seated in this stadium today, to those who are watching all across our nation, to the alumni who hung up her jacket but never hung up her experience, all female FFA members, past and present, are drivers in our organization, agriculture, and across industries throughout our nation. Since this motion passed, we have experienced exponential growth and progress as an organization and as individuals. Tonight, our team is extremely honored to be alongside these extraordinary women whose impact reaches beyond.
Until 1976, no woman had ever served as a national FFA officer. Miss Elin Miller was one of the first females to break this tradition by serving as a national officer in 1979. Today, she is a highly decorated agricultural management executive with over 30 years of senior leadership experience in the corporate, nonprofit, and government sectors. She has been a trailblazer for women in agriculture. Miss Elin Miller shows us what it means to have impact in FFA beyond the status quo.
For Dr. Misi Baker, FFA is a family affair. Her love and passion for FFA and agriculture stem from the dedication shown by her mother. She passed that same dedication on to her own daughter, who served as a state officer for the Pennsylvania FFA Association. She was the first female president of what we now know as the National Association of Agricultural Educators, and is currently the CEO of a company she started called Versant Strategies. Even though she wasn't able to be an FFA member during her time in high school, Dr. Misi Baker is part of a family legacy that shows how women can impact the FFA beyond their individual membership.
The FFA experience is only possible due to the efforts of passionate alumni and supporters. One such individual is Mrs. Belinda Chasen. At the state level, Mrs. Chasen served as the first female state FFA advisor and executive director for the Florida FFA Association. At the national level, she served as the first female elected member of the National FFA Board of Directors. Even though Mrs. Chasen says she's retired, she is still actively involved with the FFA and its members on a regular basis. Mrs. Belinda Chasen is an example of the impact that women in FFA can make beyond the blue jacket.
Almost exactly 2 years ago, Brianna Hobart forever changed the face of leadership in our organization. She serves as a figure of hope for students who had never before envisioned themselves as leaders in the FFA. Elected as the first female African-American National FFA officer, Bree was affirmed during her year of service of the importance of representation of all students within our programs. Today, she is a student at Chico State University, continues to be actively involved in FFA programs, and plans to one day be an agricultural educator. Brianna Hobart shows how women and FFA have an impact beyond what we can see.
Agriculture shapes society and provides the foundation for civilization. Dr. Joya Massa is a former FFA member from Florida who grew up during the space race and discovered the great unknown through her advisor who had worked at the Kennedy Space Center. Today, Dr. Massa is a botanist for NASA. She has led the science team in vegetable hardware validation on the International Space Station and now leads research on how to achieve a sustainable diet during space exploration. Dr. Joya Massa shows us how women in FFA have an impact beyond our world.
These women are but a few of the millions who are proud to associate with the blue and gold. One change to show that women do not only belong, but lead us beyond to extraordinary new heights. One decision to create a more diverse and stronger FFA. May we continue our mission of bringing everyone to the table, because we all belong in the blue and gold, and we are stronger together than we ever were apart. In honor of the strength and celebration of the occasion, please accept this gift on behalf of the National FFA organization. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in celebrating our past, but preparing for an even brighter future.